Action Vision Code CPN-S01-A1-2. That's CPN-S01-A1-2. The action name is A1-2. Made a decision with my heart and soul to accept the requirements to get to heaven. What's the purpose of this action? Well, it's to have an absolute assurance of the requirement to get to heaven and to make a heartfelt decision based on God's Word and the spiritual laws. Now, step one in, you know, in our personal walk with God is the knowledge. We need to have the understanding, the knowledge of what God says the requirements are to get to heaven. But that's just the knowledge base. Step two is actually making that decision in our heart, in our hearts. So this action is a combination of step one and step two, having the knowledge, but then taking the action in our hearts. Point two, what are the benefits received through the completion of this action? Well, having a concrete confidence that I will enter into heaven upon my death. The second benefit is have confidence that I will enter heaven based on what Jesus did for me. And the third is know that I will become a child of God based on the acceptance of Jesus Christ and what He did for me in my life. What are the details of this particular action and or the challenges that we'll face? Well, the course ID is 102. Course ID 102. Understanding the requirements that God, not man, has put on us to enter into heaven is the first step. We won't be able to drive a car without the knowledge of how to do so, but just having the knowledge doesn't mean that we can or will drive that car. The same thing is true for spiritual as well. If we believe that we're a sinner, and we believe that Christ died on the cross for our sin, that's great, but that alone actually puts us right in the camp of the devil. The devil knows that we're sinners, and the devil believes that Christ died on the cross as well. If this is the case, then what's the next step? Well, the next step is that we must make a choice to accept Christ into our hearts, to our hearts and lives, to be our Lord and Savior. Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, that be Adam, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." John 3:36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." What are the resources, point four, knowledge, materials needed to complete this particular action? Well, first is we need to understand the requirements that it takes, that God has put in place to enter in the Bible. How do we find that? Through the Bible, through the teaching of the Word of God. Second is a willingness to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, a choice made by us to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, and then to take action on that. So we understand truth, but it's a gift. It's a gift that God's given us. Are we going to receive that gift? That is a choice that you and I make. Who are the people who can be involved in helping us in the completion of this action? Well, person that helps us, you know, once we become a follower of Christ, once we're like a born again, you know, once we've made that choice to accept Christ into our lives, to be our Lord and Savior, having someone to spiritually mentor us, somebody that's going to help us, to shepherd us, to grow is very important. Also surrounding us, or not surrounding us, but having other believers around us to encourage us. You know, so many times it seems that when individuals become Christians, that often churches and, you know, people that are well-intentioned will draw them into where they're just surrounded by other Christians. But it says, "Go ye into the world and preach the gospel unto all nations." It's not surround ourselves, cloister, you know, be in a small group of people where we kind of huddle up the holy huddle. And just, that's all we are. We need to be out in the world, not of the world, but we need to be in the world. We need to have, you know, if you've just made that decision recently, or maybe even today, I mean, think about it. Have compassion for all the people. I mean, what a wonderful gift it is to be given the truth. Well, that truth is not something, that truth is not something that we should, you know, hold on to and kind of cover up. That truth is something that we should share. Now, sharing Christ is often kind of an intimidating thing. I love brand new Christians, brand new believers in Christ, where they're so anxious to share it with other people. When we share it with other people, often we'll become discouraged or frustrated. We'll have fear. We'll have, you know, where we'll get shut down, or people will make fun of us, or people will reject us. But you know what? Christ is still there. Now, what's important, there are multiple Christians that won't share Christ, and that's going to be another lesson. We won't get into it in detail. But it's important when we share Christ that we do it in and through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Not in our own will, or just going in like a bull in a china closet and say, hey, you know, you're a sinner going to hell. If God leads us to do that, praise God, and there are some that He leads to do that. So there's not a judgment of those people. But if that activity is not led by the Spirit, it is not going to produce the results, the fruit that could be, if we were submissive. What are the specific steps to complete this particular action? Well, the first is to accept the truth that I am a sinner, kind of the ABCs for accepting Christ. A is accept the truth that I am a sinner. You know, based on the Ten Commandments, I am a lying, adulterous, murderous thief. You know, I am a sinner of all sinners. And so when you look at, you know, when you look at the difference between knowledge, you know, it's interesting. You look at a, you know, let's say a child and say, wow, you know, somebody with a doctor's degree, they know so much more than a child does. But when you look at the difference between a child and somebody has a doctorate degree, and all the world scientists combined together, that one person has a doctorate degree, their knowledge base looks very small when you compare it to that whole knowledge in the world. That whole knowledge in the world becomes absolute nothing compared to what God knows. So a lot of what we have is just, you know, a lot of what we have and know is just a matter of perspective. When we understand the chasm between us and God, and the only way to bridge that is through Jesus Christ and accepting Him into our heart to be our Lord and Savior. When we truly understand that, that's when we can really understand why Jesus Christ needed to die, made a choice to die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. If you have not made that decision, if you have not made that decision and you'd like to make that decision right now, well, you can pray a very simple prayer. Again, it's not the prayer that's magic. It's just the heart decision to trust in Christ. And the simple prayer may go something like this. And don't worry about doing it the right way. Don't worry about doing it in the church. You can do it right now. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, wherever you're sitting, you can make that decision. And I'd encourage you to do it right here and now, because the Holy Spirit is moving in your heart. If you're feeling a twinge and saying, you know what, I really need to do that, do it. God has a desire. God has a passion for a personal, intimate relationship with you, with those that are around us. And so the prayer could go something like this. You know, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid the penalty for my sin. And I am trusting totally in Jesus Christ's death and payment for my sin and the resurrection in me, in my salvation. And I'd ask that, you know, that Jesus Christ come into my life, my heart, the Holy Spirit to indwell me, to become my, you know, my Lord and Savior. So again, it doesn't have to be that. It's a heart decision. So, you know, just pray. God will give you the right words. Now, if you're listening and you've made that decision, we'd love for you to email the group that sponsors this and kind of puts this. It's CPN, Christian Professional Network. So we'd encourage you, or maybe you're participating through another organization, whoever introduced you to this particular training, you know, let them know. Let them know that you've listened and that you've made that decision and you'd like some encouragement, you'd like some mentoring, you'd like maybe some additional tools or some training or some, you know, accountability. I mean, whatever it is that you want, let the person who invited you know that you'd like to go ahead and that you've made the decision and you'd like some additional assistance. You can also let Christian Professional Network know, and they can put you in contact if you don't have somebody. They can put you in contact with somebody in your area that, or somebody around the country that would love to pray for you, pray with you, and give you some encouragement. And you can do that by emailing info, that's info, I-N-F-O, at cpn.cc. That's info at cpn.cc. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines for individuals to may be participating. If you're listening to this, we encourage you to take just 10 minutes a day. You know what? No matter how busy I am, even if I'm, you know, working a 50, 60, 70, 80-hour week, I mean, 10 minutes a day, you know, 10 minutes a day or even 10 minutes a week, I mean, set it down and say, this is what I'm going to do. So ideally, you know, we'd encourage you 10 minutes a day to listen to this over and over again. Listen to some of the other lessons as you grow and as you nurture. It's like a new baby. You know, you don't nurse them once a week. You know, it's on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. And so we'd encourage you to do that. If you're not able to listen to the extended session where there's input and from other people, that's okay. You know, just listen to the 10 minutes. Maybe come back later in the day and listen to the back portion of the session. Or maybe break it up into a couple different days and do that. So it's very flexible, but get something each and every day, and that's going to be real important. Let's open up the phone lines here. Deanne, are you participating, and do you have any thoughts on this particular lesson?
Not right now.
In looking at this particular lesson, there's three. This is the third part. It's the combination. It's really looking at Bible knowledge, or it's looking at knowledge and then the heart's decision. When we take a look at the spiritual X-ray, it takes into account the knowledge, the heart, actions, and results. So knowledge, there's four types of questions. So it's knowledge, heart, actions, and results. In the spiritual cycle, the spiritual X-ray will take a look at salvation, which is kind of like infancy, being born, immature, which is youth, strong, which is adult, and very, very mature, which is a senior. So these are the spiritual life cycles that we go through. What are the factors involved in a personal relationship with God? It's Bible knowledge, prayer, fellowship, and sharing Christ with others, witnessing. Deborah, do you have any thoughts on this particular lesson?
Could you give me the title of this lesson, the one we're discussing right now?
Absolutely. This particular lesson is going to be This particular lesson is A1-2, Made a Decision Within My Heart and Soul to Accept the Biblical Requirements to Get to Heaven. Made the decision in my heart, my soul, to accept the biblical requirements to get to heaven.
Okay, so based on that, I think the main thing, you know, we talked about works in the earlier session.
Yep.
And now we're saying that we have, as an individual, said, okay, I'm going to buy everything I've been reading in the Bible and I'm going to accept Christ in my heart. I would caution a new believer in this area that just because we have made the decision and we've confessed our sin and now we are a new person in Christ, we still have that old person inside of us.
Yes.
And I think it's real important for us to understand that, you know, we've been trying to change for how long? You know, it's been, you know, if there's something going on in our life that we know is not right.
Yes.
We have been trying to change that in our life for quite a while. And that just because we've made the decision, it's not like an instant transformation. It's not like you wake up in the morning and necessarily you're going to be completely changed. But you now have a God working with you to lead you down the right path.
Uh-huh.
And that word leadership,
uh-huh,
that was I actually heard that particular, put it that way recently, and I just thought, oh, because as a woman, I fought giving my heart to God, who was a man. In
okay.
my, you know, I know that he's not really, like, necessarily a man.
Right.
He's spiritual.
Right.
Jesus is who he is. And so as a woman, I was really having trouble in my marriage and all this other areas of my life, and it was like, I don't think I want to deal with a man right now. So what I liked is the word leadership, that I'm willing to accept his leadership in my life so that I could move forward in, you know, my spirituality and my growth.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I just, that was such a huge change in the way I could say, oh, well, leadership I can accept.
Right.
I'm, you know, throwing everything on him. Okay, I could probably do that, but I'm going to hesitate to do that. But if I know that, you know, the Lord's way is a better way, because here he is, he never sinned.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Then maybe I can accept that kind of leadership.
And he created us in his image. He knows
us
better than we know ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, many times people get the wrong impression of the Bible, and they think, well, it tells me a lot of things that I don't, you know, that I shouldn't do, that are good for, that I want to do, that are good for me to do. And so God's withholding something good. God never withholds something good. Now he guides us and directs us and teaches us that there are things that seem to be good for us, but in the end will cause death and destruction. So placing our trust in the words of God through the holy inspired words within the Bible will provide us with the ministry of the Holy Spirit's ministry within our lives and the foundation upon which we should base our trust in eternal things. We shouldn't trust what man has to say, what religions teach us what the Bible has to say. When we read the verses from the Bible, what do they really mean? We need to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, our lives, our souls. The Bible says that we all have sinned, Romans 3:23. The Bible says that we cannot work our way to heaven, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, but that it must come through the faith in Jesus Christ's Son, or in God's Son, which is Jesus Christ. Good. Other thoughts, Deborah, or other considerations or things maybe you've experienced in your journey, you know, in your spiritual journey?
I think just to keep that one scripture, we all fall short. You know, I think that, you know, it's just like, you know, you go, whatever it is you might fall off of, you know, God's a forgiving God. I mean, he's not stupid.
Uh-huh.
And he looks to your heart. So when you make a mistake, and we all do, and we all will,
uh-huh.
I know I have,
uh-huh.
You know, he's a forgiving God, but he looks to your heart. So, you know, like sometimes, you know, when you bump into somebody and you're really not sorry and you say you're sorry,
uh-huh.
You know, God knows your heart. And so if you come to him with a repentant heart after making a mistake, he recognizes that heart and he will forgive you as a result of that and allow you to move forward with his relationship with you. But if you're just saying it by rote, just saying it because you know you should say it,
uh-huh.
I'll that.
Uh-huh. That's neat. You know, it's interesting because I heard a story one time about, you know, I think it was an Indian that became a Christian, and he says, you know, I kind of look at my spiritual walk with God as, you know, as two dogs, you know, a good dog and a bad dog. And he says, you know, you know, there's a continued battle between the good dog and the bad dog. Which dog is going to win? Well, it's which dog gets fed the most. And so the same thing is true spiritually. As we, which the old nature or the new nature? You know, so Deborah, I think you brought it out to where we still have the old nature in us. We still have the sin nature in us. There's still going to be temptations. And so which is going to prevail in the fight? Which is going to prevail in the battle? It's whichever one we need, you know, whichever one we feed. Now, one of the things that I think is important is being raised as a pastor's kid, being in church. You know, people going to church doesn't mean they're getting to heaven. People going to church doesn't mean that they're spiritual. And so just attending a church, a church service doesn't go ahead. It's like, you know, being in a garage doesn't make us a car. You know, being in a church doesn't make us a Christian. And so many times we associate, you know, church with our personal relationship with God. And often I have found that actually church can get in the way of a personal relationship with God, where we come and we sit in the service and we think we're really spiritual. We walk out with our little morphine shot and say, wow, I did my spiritual thing. But the rest of the week, and maybe we're not doing out and out sinning where we're viewing pornography or we're cheating somebody or we're cheating on our spouses. maybe it's not those big black sins, but maybe we're not having a personal relationship where we're talking with God throughout the week. Maybe we're not taking our salvation and working that out, where we're applying that to all aspects of our lives. So don't allow ourselves to think just because we're in a church, you know, once a week or twice a week or three times a week or even on a daily basis, that is not going to go ahead and necessarily help us to grow spiritually. So we've gone through, you've gone through lesson 1A-1, which is understanding the specific biblical requirements to get to heaven. This particular lesson is 1A-2, where we've made a decision within our hearts and our souls, within our hearts and our souls, to accept the requirements to get to heaven.